Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN 706. Happy Monday to you, Justin, Mamie, and Bill.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. The Kentucky Derby. I have one question for you. Bill, what's up with your horse cheating? What's up with your horse cheating all over the Derby?
I'm not even sure about this story. I don't know about it.
So I watched the Kentucky Derby on Twitter. Actually,
you watched it like live on Twitter, or you watched the replay on Twitter?
Well, it came in, like the result came in as they were still tabulating. And I'm watching it, and I see, wow, this was really close. Let me be very clear. I've told you before, I am the top signal. I bet
for
on
sport?
Honor Marie.
Oh, Honor Maria.
Who was a 20-1 odd, and then as we got closer, about a 12-1 odd, I think is what she got down to, or he. Don't know. I didn't actually look up gender. It's just more of, I know there's a picture of a little girl. So it's honoring a girl named Marie. I do know that.
Okay.
She ended up getting last, though, or he. My horse got last.
Your horse got last?
Ended up getting last. Mm. I don't know where Grand Mo the First landed.
18th.
So close to last.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty disappointing.
Sierra Leone.
Second.
Stayed in the same spot. Number two went number two.
Second.
But by all accounts, kind of cheated. You're not supposed to put hands on other horses.
And Rubbin is racing.
That's what I say.
Rubbin's racing.
Man, you gotta.
I'm just letting you know what my timeline blew up. I got horse breeders on my timeline now calling out Sierra Leone for this travesty that is a cheating of a Kentucky Derby. The whole thing's been called into question on the 150th anniversary, no doubt.
Man, that's tough. So as far as our picks here, Bill won because his came in
correct.
Yeah, I mean, Bill got the highest, but Bill didn't win. Like, I just want to like throw that out.
I know.
There. I mean,
so none of our horses that we picked won.
No,
but Bill got. He was
the closest
the
to
closest
winning.
Closest to winning.
Lost by a nose.
Was it Mystic Achilles who won?
Mystic Dan.
Mystic Dan. Like Lieutenant Dan, but mystified.
Yeah. So I went to a party on Saturday for the Derby. And we did just a random draw. So I was like, I want my horse.
I picked my horse.
I want my horse. It's number 16 and I want my horse. I was like, just take 16 out and give me that one. It's terrible odds, but I want my horse. No. You gotta do the random. Everybody be fair.
Okay.
Put your dollars in and then do the random.
You made a bet? You put a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay.
$2.
Oh, dang.
Big money.
Big high 50, roller.
50 to 1 odds, man.
That's pretty good.
So then I put my hand in the random, and I pull out number 16.
You got your horse.
I got my horse.
At that point, you'd won.
I was like.
Like, you'd won at that point.
It's definitely, yeah, that was the sign that my horse, Grandmother First, was going to win. Nope. Number 18. Not last.
Number 16 got 18. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Mine was worse. Number 7 got number 20.
Yeah.
But Bill came out on top. Just a Touch for Joe Berg and Track Phantom for Patrick Reynolds. We'll talk with Joe Berg and Patrick about 8:45. Normally we talk to Joe at 8:30, but heavy day today.
Mm-hmm.
Big day today. So anyway, we'll revisit the Kentucky Derby throughout the day, I have no doubt, because we have to address this cheating that Sierra Leone put on. Of a spectator sport yesterday. Everybody came out. There was a lot of celebrities there, too, by the
there
way.
There were a lot of
noticed.
People there, yeah.
But first, Duncan's coming in today.
Duncan is coming in. Duncan, Baskin-Robbins, they're coming in today. They're going to announce how you can win free ice cream for a year.
Who wouldn't want free ice cream for
a
year?
I don't know. If you don't want
unless
it,
unless you're
I'll
take lactose
it.
Intolerant, but
maybe.
You just
but you
go
know what? They have sorbet. Gift. I'm sure they have some dairy-free options.
They do.
Go get it.
They definitely do. And they taste good, too.
So yeah, they have three in the Lake Norman area that you're going to have a chance to win free ice cream for a year.
Three different ones?
Three different locations in the Lake
Dang.
Norman. Yeah, so they're going to let us know how you can win.
Okay, we'll find out. We're going to have Jasmine from Brighter Smiles of Davidson.
Yes. Yes.
She's got a new location?
She has a new location. She had the grand opening on Friday. Great location off Torrance Chapel in Cornelius. So she's just brighter smiles now.
She's just brighter smiles. She's bright. She's brightening smiles.
She is brightening smiles. Yeah, she's doing great. She just won an award from the chamber.
I saw that.
So we'll be talking about that too.
Really congratulations. For her. Looking forward to it. George is on the phone calling in on the Kentucky Derby drama. I bet it has to do with Sierra Leone being a cheater. What you got, George? Good morning to you.
I wake up to you guys saying nice things about the Derby. I put aside a bunch of stuff I was going to do between 4 and whenever it ended. And I sat watching TV for like 2 or 3 hours to watch that stupid horse race.
He is right, though. It did take a while.
For all of like 90 seconds
of a race.
Oh, yeah,
that race is short. That race is super short. That's what Joe Berg was complaining about on Friday. It was like all of that for 90 seconds of a race.
But, George, did you pick the right horse at least?
Of course I did not.
Oh. Right there. Join the rest of us.
Look there. All them rich people with funny clothes on.
Right. Must be nice.
It would be like a NASCAR race in Taylorsville.
That's right, George.
Nice, George.
I'm going to get beat up in Taylorsville when I go up there.
That's all right. You'll be all right. Hey, it was a great race. Did you watch the race last night? The race finish last night was nice, though.
Yeah.
I watched both of them. They had a NASCAR race on, too, didn't they?
Yeah, the Cup Series race. Did you watch that race?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, about 10 years ago, they had that Talladega race where the three of them were right side by side. I mean, less than a foot apart. And I thought I was becoming a race car fan. Oh, God, you got to be kidding me. But, anyhow, the beer drinking is the best part of it.
I'm with you there.
Arguably.
Obviously.
You know, the Coca-Cola 600 is coming up, George, and you got to pack your cooler the right way. And so we're gonna help educate people on the right way to pack a cooler as well. That's definitely going to come up. But my one thing about the Kentucky Derby that I'm stuck on, George, Sierra Leone just cheated all over the track. Did you see that too? Did you see the cheating that took place by Sierra Leone?
I've been mean to you in the past by calling you Junior. Yes, Sierra Leone cheated all over the place. I saw the jockey smack him with smack other horses with the whip, and he stuck him with his little toes to get them away. Yeah, Sierra Leone cheated.
That's right, George. That's right. Hey, thanks for calling. Happy Monday to you.
Thanks, George.
There, dude.
See ya.
Bye.
George rules.
Good job, George.
That's
Taylorsville, NASCAR in Taylorsville. That got me. Yeah, that was a good one.
That one might get clipped, George. we got to talk about the cicadas, too. They're supposed to be out very soon. They're already out in certain parts of the world.
South Carolina, yeah.
Other hemispheres, like South Carolina. And
if you listen to one of the videos, like, that's loud. I'm used to that noise.
You're used to this?
That doesn't bother me. That's just a summer night.
This is just one.
That's just a summer night. That's fine.
I mean, granted, this is like the microphone up its butt, though, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's pretty close up.
That doesn't bother me, but if you listen to, have you listened to any of the videos of them?
There's a few. People are calling 911.
Yes, because it sounds like chainsaws or things falling down. Because
there's the
it's
double
the
going
end of
on.
Times.
Yeah.
So I almost called the cops last night on a noise outside. We have an intruder in our outside. It's a frog, and this thing will not stop squealing, dude, all night long.
Ribbit.
Can you arrest frog?
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Monday to you. If you're getting caught up on the weekend or from the weekend stuff, one of the best races in NASCAR history. Also, Sierra Leone, the horse from the Kentucky Derby, is a cheater. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. There's no accidents to report at this time. In Statesville, there is some spots of heavy fog, so be careful of that if you're in Statesville area. 77 from Statesville to Charlotte. There's pockets of heavy traffic, but things were moving along. Same way from Charlotte up to Statesville. There's some pockets of heavy traffic, but everything was flowing. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any issues.
All right, glad to hear there's no traffic out there. Interesting on the fog, something definitely to note when you're driving out about. You don't want to, run into that. That stuff will get you. Jeff, I saw a tweet over the weekend. It made me think about you instantly. Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, as I'm sure you were aware.
Yeah.
You may have celebrated yourself. But I saw a tweet. Okay, if you could have unlimited tacos for the rest of your life, but it was only one meat choice, Jeff, what would you pick?
Beef. Got to be beef.
Just pure beef? You don't want the chorizo?
It's a shredded beef. There's a, especially like when I lived in El Paso, there was this shredded beef taco, and it was just out of this world. So it's kind of a shredded beef taco is what I'd have.
Okay, that's a good win. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideICats.com. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Okay. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye. RideICats.com. Tuesdays. That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
ICATS goes to the VA in Salisbury. So if you have appointments at the VA, you probably want to change it to Tuesday. You can get picked up at your front door for a dollar, brought home for a dollar, all the way to the VA in Salisbury from Iredell County.
That's a great deal.
It's a killer deal. I asked Jeff about food. 7:18. I asked about food.
Mm-hmm.
Tacos, unlimited of one kind, though. What would you pick?
Grilled chicken.
Straightforward. Yeah. Bill? What you going with? You see this list here. These are like some. These are like some, when you read the menu and you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what some of
these
words mean. I gotta
look these bad boys up, but I like the way they sound. The asada is comforting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely choose the asada.
Isn't cabeza head in Spanish?
I don't see cabeza on here.
It's a top center, top row center. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't know, but lingua. Do you know what that is?
Oh boy,
the tongue.
Yeah.
Isn't that in the lake?
Yeah. Limbia. A little limbia lingua tacos.
I got a little concerned with Jeff on the phone talking about fog happening right now. I thought fog didn't happen in the spring.
I didn't think
it seems
so
like a what's that Mark Wahlberg movie with the sunflowers?
Who told you that?
Mark Wahlberg?
I think it's Normie causing it.
You think it's causing
my guess.
Fog?
Yeah.
Just breathing.
Normie
it?
Can do that.
He can breathe fog.
Do whatever he wants.
Okay. Well, you could do whatever you choose, I guess. Yeah,
which one are you going with, Justin?
Man.
Taco-wise. Normie?
Carnitas.
Yeah,
carnitas are good, too.
Is that beef?
Pork. Yeah.
Carnitas is pork.
Pork.
No, I'm going to go with the asada, then.
All right.
The asada is the grilled
steak.
Steak, yeah.
Yeah, that's what asada. I can just eat that all day.
Yeah.
I don't even need the taco.
I'm an asada guy.
Just take the steak, why don't you?
I do love the tacos that are just the meat, cilantro, and
yeah,
that, the those
something
are the
simple like just some cheese mm-hmm. clump. Yeah,
that's what they say is the authentic here. Sorry, I'm looking through the timeline. Mames, I apologize again. You know how
do
Mondays
do the
go.
Word of the day?
Are we gonna? Yeah, we got that going.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Do
you don't even have to worry about something to say right now. I see you looking. I'm like, just press the button.
I'm over here scouring the sheet.
The word of the day.
Like, maybe.
What are we talking about?
There's so much sports on this sheet today, baby. I'm sorry.
Today's
word of the day.
Word of the day on this awesome Monday. It's awesome for me. It's awesome for Mamie. It's awesome for Justin. We actually have a short week this week.
We do.
So
we do.
Not that I'm excited, but I'm thrilled. today's word of the day is plangent.
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 All right. Plan. Okay. Plan. Planet.
Plangent.
So it's a plant. Planet.
Plangent. It's an adjective. For those following along at home, PLANGENT. Plangent.
Plangent. It's an adjective, so it's descriptive of something. Do you want to be plangent?
Not. Yes and no. I would say it's kind of neutral in terms of that.
Okay.
But let me use it in a sentence.
Neutral statistically. Got
yes. It. The campers were awoken by the plangent howl of a coyote off in the distance.
Loud. Screeching. Squelching.
Squelching?
Maybe. Squelching?
Well, I said loud.
Is loud it? Is that it?
I like loud.
Okay.
I like loud. I do want to read my second sentence.
Yeah, absolutely.
I worked hard on it. As Justin sat outside, the plangent drone of summer cicadas filled the air, creating a melancholic backdrop to his quiet contemplation.
So like a noise that interrupts something?
No, you guys are right. It is something such as a sound that is something such as a sound that is described as plangent is loud, deep, and often expressive of sadness or suffering. Mm. Yes. Yeah. So it's a sound. Loud sound.
Like the cicadas. Did the cicadas inspire you for this?
No, but once I saw that we were probably going to be talking about cicadas, I said, well, maybe I could wrap cicadas in a sentence here somehow.
Throw it together. Plangent. Yeah.
Plangent. So I think loud, you're...
I'll try to remember it.
You're right with loud.
What we try to do, so this is the word day where Bill gives us a definition and we try to guess the word. And then, yeah, we don't reverse it. You give us the word, then we try to guess the definition. But then we try to use the word throughout the day. And that's really the goal here, is to increase our knowledge base. Plangent. So when I'm being... Can I be plangent? Someone can be plangent.
Of course.
Okay. I'm plangent quite often, but we'll find out. Okay. You see Buc-ee's is coming to Kansas?
No.
That's big news around here.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about Buc-ee's coming to Kansas.
I can't stop at the...
North Carolina's 7-11. Getting one. And so now Kansas said we want one,
we
too.
We want one, too.
But here's the difference. I'm questioning now where North Carolina put theirs. Or where Buc-ee's wanted to go in North Carolina. Because the one in Kansas, right outside the Kansas International Speedway.
Oh, it's going to do real good there.
Should we have put the Buc-ee's right outside Charlotte Motor Speedway?
That would have been a great place.
Not that I don't like Mebane. Or Mebane.
I would say there'll be one coming Mabanya. Somewhere around there. Around Concord Mills area.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually.
Does Buc-ee's have an exclusive, like, one per state? Or is there
I don't know what they're... Exclusivity is. Mm. They've not called and told me about it.
You haven't had a deep conversation.
I don't know what their rules are for building new Buc-ee's, but people love that place. You have not been.
I still have not been there at all.
And Bill, have you been?
I've not been to a Buc-ee's. Driven past it. They look
daunting.
You've
driven past it?
I've driven past one. Yeah.
Does it look as exciting as it sounds?
Yes. It just looks huge.
It looks huge and it looks like a lot of people are there.
Mm-hmm. Constantly. Are they 24 hours?
I'm not sure, but I'm...
Gotta be.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to the Outback. That's what I'll be doing. I'll do my Australian accent when the cicadas come out all year.
When they come out. Does that noise bother you, though, at night?
It's not so much that it bothers me at night, but the fact that I wear headphones during the day like this and it's coming through, I have a feeling I'm going to start randomly hearing it throughout the day is what I feel like right now. Like, did you guys hear that? cicadas.
Yeah, what?
Exactly.
So, you know, do you ever get on the Nextdoor app?
I get forwarded messages from my mother of the Nextdoor app.
Okay, so the Nextdoor app is wild. It can get wild. People
wild out on there?
People are crazy out there.
Are they talking about the cicadas?
Oh, they're complaining about... Yeah, we're good.
All right, you guys are good on it?
Yeah, I'm good.
You guys get it?
I got it. What? I know what they sound like.
Oh, I thought that we were just outside. I'm sorry.
You can't tell if it's day or night in here.
It's a box in here. What do you expect?
The sun was going down. The cicadas are out. So when I first moved here, and I'd grown up coming to the lake, so I know the sounds when you're sitting by the water at night, but somebody on the Nextdoor app was like, what can we do to make those bugs stop making noise at night?
They were deep questions.
That was their question.
You gotta ask them.
We were like... Don't live on the lake. I mean, all the responses were so snarky, like, put on headphones, close your door.
Move.
So some people were like, leave. This is what it sounds like somewhere in the South.
This is just the South, though, right? Like, up north, they don't hear this?
I don't know if everybody has cicadas or not, because I've only ever, you know, lived here permanently, and I haven't really paid attention.
But are these necessarily cicadas all the time, or is it, like, grasshoppers, too? Like, don't grasshoppers or crickets and, like, things make noise?
This is a specific cicada noise.
This is right here. That's in my head right now.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be dreaming of later.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You're going to have a dream that there's one, like, in your ear.
So, I think this year there are, like...
like a watermelon
I think this year is, like, one of the first times... Two broods, I
broods,
think they call them.
Yeah
broods, Whoa. They call them.
Choose your words, sir.
Two broods, same time.
Two broads,
same time. Be a handful for anyone. But this year, yeah. And I do believe they're in like Ohio and kind of Midwest. So you're asking if it's only down south.
Yeah, so they do pop up.
Yeah.
In other
from
parts.
Some of the concentration maps I've seen of like where they're most dense, it is seems to be Ohio and kind of Kentucky.
Wouldn't it be more exciting if we saw them in like Manhattan?
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose. I suppose that would make
the rats eat them too fast. There's no cicadas. The rats get rid of them.
That would be the battle.
There is a way.
Can the cicadas overtake the rats? That'd be the top story.
I don't know if that actually would happen. I think the rats would win.
You think so?
It would be an epic battle.
It would be a battle.
Because the cicadas have the numbers.
Yeah.
But the rats, they know
they've
the map.
Been here.
They know the map.
Oh,
they know
how, they're know on their home turf.
Yeah. Yeah. It's home field advantage. That's what they got. Yeah. Cicadas are clearly the visitors. They're from the
that's
south.
That's the battle I want to see. Broadcast that live on Netflix.
But the cicadas die, don't they? Like in 12
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah.
Like it's like 12 minutes
they don't
or something
live
like
very
that?
Long. Yeah.
It's not very long at all. Mm-mm.
They're here to have a good time.
Yeah, they're
not
here for the
a
party.
Long time. Not for a long time. Duncan's up next. We're going to chat a little giveaway, actually. You want free ice cream for your Baskin side of it.
Yes.
It's not just Duncan, it's Baskin. Coca-Cola 600, got some things going on with that. Brighter Smiles, Jasmine will be joining us later on. Joe Berg, going to talk sports. Patrick Reynolds. And you know what? You can listen to all this on the WSIC app. You can catch it on demand anytime.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin Villanmaney now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Monday to you. So wait, you start off your morning pretty much the same way.
Yeah, usually swing through Dunkin', grab a coffee on the way here.
It involves you using the mobile app?
Yes, I always use the app. Yes,
you
I always
make
pre-order
the order.
With the app. I make the order. Sometimes I order the wrong thing, but for the most part, I do a good job, and it's great.
You roll up to the window and say, hey, I'm Amy.
You know what? I don't even have to say my name anymore. I pull up this morning, they're like, Mamie, I was like, yeah.
And Travis from Dunkin' Donuts joins us right now. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning,
how
good
are
morning.
You? Thank
good.
You for
Thank
coming.
You. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you being here. Okay, let's dispel the rumors. Just to be honest with the people, you didn't invent Dunkin'.
I didn't. I wish I did.
We had a lot of
it's
questions
not, this
about
is not
that.
Travis
this is
Dunkin'.
Travis Dunkin'. That's who we thought.
Maybe
people
one
were.
Day. Maybe one day. I'll get a coffee named after me.
Travis, tell us then for the particular locations that you guys own and manage or the group that you're with that owns and manages, what's kind of the territory of the Dunkins?
So for the most part, I would say we're really based in Lake Norman area. We got one in Mountain Island right on the bottom of Lake Norman. We have Huntersville, Gilead Ave, Gilead Road right on Lake Norman, the two Cornelia stores, Antiquity on Zion Ave, and then the one on West Catawba. We have some going up to Troutman, Statesville, and then some Charlotte stores as well. But really, the bulk of it is in the Lake Norman area.
Okay, so we dispelled the first rumor. Travis's last name is not Duncan, which is still okay. We still like
you. Listen, you know.
The second part
I think you
is
can change that.
The second part is: are the Ben Affleck, Tom Brady, Matt Damon jumpsuits? Are any of those still available
no.
anywhere in the world?
We couldn't even order them.
Oh my god! Even on the inside, you couldn't get
one of our MULs was trying to order one, and he's like, "Oh, I can only get like the bottom set." Oh. And we were all sending emails like, "Can we get one? Can we get one? How do we get one?"
Oh, they didn't even think.
They
about
didn't even send them out yet.
Gosh.
We're waiting.
All right, Travis, I'm gonna open this box of donuts you brought here.
Of course.
What's your favorite donut? What, yeah, they look yeah, great. Okay, what's good. Your favorite donut at Dunkin' Donuts?
Probably a chocolate sprinkled.
Chocolate sprinkled? Yeah. Like this one right here. Just
ever
a classic.
Since a kid, I used to ask for a chocolate sprinkled donut. How full circle life comes.
I'm gonna do the better thing and close the box. Because I get yelled at. I eat on here, Travis. I'm not afraid to eat on the radio. It makes great radio. Actually,
right.
I'm not going to wait.
Some
I'm
ASMR?
Actually, I'm actually
some ASMR. Yeah. Bill's favorite thing, too, whenever he eats on the radio.
But you're not here just for Dunkin'.
No.
You're here because people love ice cream, too.
Ice cream, yes. People aren't aware in the South that Baskin-Robbins is affiliated with Dunkin'. It's a sister company.
So tell me then, you guys have a special going on or something going on that's about to change somebody's life, at least for the next year.
Yes. So we're rebranding, relaunching our stores, Baskin-Robbins stores, and we're offering to the first 31 customers free ice cream for a year booklets. It's one free kid scoop or cone per week. For a whole entire year.
Per week. Yeah. And the first 31
Yeah, so
customers.
We have 31 flavors on that.
Right.
So Baskin has 31 flavors. So I'm like, oh, play play on the number. First 31 guests at 4 p.m. when we do the whole reopening, we'll get a free booklet.
And you're doing it. That's amazing. Yeah. You're doing it at three different locations, too. Is that right?
We are doing it at three different locations. Yes, we own three Baskin locations. So we have the one in Cornelius on Antiquity, over in Antiquity on Zion Avenue. We have the Huntersville location. They're all combos with Duncan, of course. Huntersville location on Gilead Road, and then our one down on Drywood Court in Charlotte.
Noah loves going to the one in Huntersville. Mm-hmm. So we'll go to swim class at like Huntersville Athletic Aquatic Center, mm-hmm. and then we'll come home. Daddy, let me go get a Dunkin' Donut. That's what he'll say to me every Saturday on the way home. Yeah. I want a donut.
Yeah.
And he loves the blueberry. Like his Uncle Bill over here.
There we go.
Who got the blueberry. So for Baskin-Robbins, you have your chance to win a free ice cream for a year.
Yes.
If you go – now, when do people have to go?
Opens at 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
We will be open all day for regular business, but, you know, stop on in at 4 p.m.
On the 8th.
Queue up a line. 8th, 9th, and 10th.
8th is Huntersville.
8th is Huntersville. Okay. And the 9th is
Cornelius.
Cornelius at Antiquity.
Yes.
And then the 10th is in Charlotte at Driftwood Court.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Let me do this once. Now we'll go back to free ice cream for a year on May 8th, 4 p.m. First 31 people that show up to the Baskin-Robbins in Huntersville, you get a free booklet for free ice cream for a year.
Yes.
Same then for Cornelius on the 9th. You show up, first 31 people, free booklet, free ice cream for a year.
Yes.
Charlotte, May 10th, you show up, first 31 people, free booklet, free ice cream for a year.
Can I just, like, put a hat on?
Listen,
I'll hide.
I'll say, hey, maybe we know what you do, but here you go.
Put my hat, my sunglasses on, and be like, hey, guys.
Any, you know, usually when we do the Dunkin' relaunches, you know, it's specific to that one location for the Baskin, since we own all three of them. The booklet is valid for any of our three locations. So, you know, if you're in Cornelius and then one day you're like, oh, I'm in Charlotte. Oh, I got this free book. Let me stop here. It works out for everyone.
Yes.
I have to take while you're here, we got to talk just how fun the brand is of Dunkin'. Oh, yeah. Like, so you do the social media and you do a lot of the stuff like that. You do the community engagement, things like that.
Yes,
what's like your favorite part of working for Dunkin'?
Definitely just engaging with people. You know, you'll have people come in excited or like, you know, oh, I saw the new drink, or like when the Super Bowl commercial came out. Everyone was like flooding, like, oh, I want to try the new drink. And it was like,
let me get the jumpsuit.
Yeah, no, literally.
That's what we were talking about for like a month.
How do I get the J-Lo pop? And I'm like, I don't even know how she got it. Yeah, so it's really exciting when they launch new products and everyone's really excited about it. It's a good thing. And then, you know, we're working with people, you know, they're on their way to work. You know, you're seeing them smile and knowing, yeah, they're going to have a great day now. You know, they got a great coffee, great donut. Kids are yelling in the back. Life's good, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing how, like, Dunkin' has, like, kind of shifted the routine almost, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, I have to go buy Dunkin' this morning. I have to go buy Dunkin'. How bad is it? How bad are the diehards? Like, how crazy do some people get if they don't get their Dunkin'? Do people lose their mind?
Yeah, some people do. Some people. And I get it. You know, I get it. I work there. But like the minute I'm off, I'm like, I need a coffee. I'm like scratching for a coffee. I'm on vacation. I'm like, oh, I need a coffee. Then the worst is like I work there, so I know how to make my coffee down to a tea. You go somewhere else and I'm like, oh, they're missing a sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, they're missing they forgot to stir that part in.
No.
Yeah.
What's your favorite coffee then?
Just a regular caramel.
Just a straight caramel,
coffee or you're going to do a coffee with caramel, cream, and sugar?
Iced coffee, no matter the temperature.
Oh, that's ice me coffees. Too. I'm iced
around, it can
too.
Be 4 degrees outside. I'm getting iced coffee.
Still the iced coffee.
I'm the same.
People love the iced coffee around here.
Yeah, they rebranded our iced coffee as well to make it stronger for our guests.
Stronger?
Yeah, a little stronger for you guys.
You get the jitters?
No, I do great.
If she didn't get the jersey, you know it's good.
Yeah, always good. Quality is our, you know, top priority, of course.
Yes.
And I think, like I said at the beginning, right, they know my order, and I go through three times a week minimum.
I used to learn cars. I used to learn cars. I'd look out the window and be like, okay, yep, you can come on up, ma'am. Don't even worry about it. Is your son with you today?
Yes. So that's what they do. They know my car when I pull up in the drive-thru, and they're like, Mamie? I was like, yeah.
And you're like, wait, okay, awkward.
But it's just that, you know, that small-town touch, right?
Yeah, of course.
That people love around here, and that's what people love about this
community. Yeah, they respond very well to that.
And this area, like so just having that like, little connection that they remember my car when I pull in the morning.
So what's it like with some locations having Baskin-Robbins and some not? Like, does that get, like, challenging to, like, kind of process the different markets and locations and things like that?
I mean, it's kind of – so we used to have more – like, the Cornelius location right here used to have a Baskin-Robbins in it. And you kind of – I would say working with it, you don't want too many because then it's like, okay, well, we're not really bringing in too much money with it. So having them spread out throughout our franchise, it's nice to have. Some people have them kind of all over. Like I said, with our franchise, it's pretty spread out through our 10 stores. We have three, so it's a nice balance. I mean, it works well. You know, it works well. Some markets hit, some markets don't. At least we have one in each of our markets, kind of. You know, we have the Huntersville area, we have the Charlotte area, and then we have a little north with our Cornelius location. So it works out well. And, you know, everyone's willing to make that little bit of a drive. And other compared to our other competitors, we are open a little later. All of our stores are open until 9 p.m. Mm. So you'll see people be like, oh, I tried to go to the one on, you know, blah, 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 but they were closed. And I'm like, listen, we're here till 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Yeah.
Are you guys hiring in any of your locations right now?
We're always hiring.
That's what I would imagine,
yeah,
right?
Always, yeah, hiring. It's, you know, it's a constant thing. We love bringing in new people, you know, growing them up. And then we're like, all right, let's restart it. Come on, bring them back in. Yeah, we always have stores opening, you know, assistant manager locations, all that kind of stuff. So it's really fun to, you know, see someone grow. Like, oh, wow, you know, I remember when I hired them. Now they're like an assistant manager now.
There you
and
go.
I just went and stopped in the store.
Yeah. And is that what people should do if they're interested in working at one of the locations for you guys? Can they come to a store and inquire about it? Or do they need to go online if they want to
find it? We post a lot of our hiring ads on Indeed. We use Indeed very heavy.
Okay.
A lot of the Gen Z likes Indeed, I've seen.
Ooh.
It's a very easy, friendly, user-friendly platform. You can go to DunkinBrands.com. Career page, and you'll go down to our locations. Yep. We're launching our website in a few. That way you can apply directly through our website for our franchise. So if you follow us on Instagram at NCD Management, you will see that soon.
Okay. NCD Management on Instagram.
Yeah,
on
school's IG. Getting out soon, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of kids.
We always have our college kids come back too. And that's another fun thing with Dunkin'. You know, I'm like, how was school for the year? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, what age do you start hiring if somebody's looking for a summer job?
15.
15. Okay.
15.
I think I would just eat it all, though, like during the day. That's always my problem when I think about like working at these kind of places. Like,
you know, you have that thought, but then you're in there and it's like so busy. And you're like, I haven't even eaten at all today.
I haven't had one. I haven't had my 6 donuts yet.
Yeah.
I'm taking my lunch break. That's what I'd have. And then you throw the ice cream in the mix, too. That's even more dangerous.
Yeah, the ice cream gets dangerous. That's a dangerous one to be around. Yeah,
because you just get the little sample scoops throughout the day. Let me just make sure that the Superman is still on the up and up.
I always say product knowledge. You gotta know what's
going on. You gotta be a tester, right?
You gotta
quality control.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so for the giveaway coming up, May 8th, May 9th, May 10th, first 31 people that show up 4 p.m. at these three locations, the one in Huntersville on Gilead and 21, the one in Cornelius. Which one in Cornelius? The one right here or the one over in Antiquity?
Antiquity on Zion.
Okay, yep. And Antiquity on Zion. And then down in Charlotte on Drywood Court, first 31 people, free ice cream for a year. We're coming back.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning, LKN, on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:47. Happy Monday to you. Unfortunately, bad news.
What?
Not only did Sierra Leone cheat in the Kentucky Derby, but the jumpsuits from Dunkin', do you remember from the Super Bowl?
I remember.
We wanted it really bad. I wanted to buy.
I think I remember it less from the Super Bowl and more from you talking about it consistently.
I had a very small window to order the jumpsuit and I missed it. And even Travis can't help us out and acquire the jumpsuits, unfortunately. But we do have some fresh swag. Look at the Dunkin' water bottle.
That is
about to flex with out
here. Yes, that is nice.
This is a glow, too. This is good.
It glows in the dark.
Yeah.
It glows in the dark.
Yes.
Dunkin's a huge brand.
Yes.
Like, you know this probably more than most. Mm-hmm. Boston's where it started.
Yes. The first store was in Boston.
And then now it's just, like, everywhere. But everyone seems pretty friendly and nice that it works at Dunkin'. Overall, what do you think about the culture internally?
I mean, it's definitely a brand that, you know, they're very engaged with their staff, you know, giving back. And it's also a fun thing. I think when I started Dunkin' as a crew member, my biggest takeaway was it, you know, changing someone's day. You know, you have someone come in at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And you know, they're groggy, but you have that impact to you know, make their day. Like, you know, you pull up and they know your name, like it makes an impact on people, you know. And I've watched people learn how to drive and they start driving. I'm like, oh, you're in a different seat this day. Oh, did you get your license? So I think that's what makes people happy to go through, being able to give back in that small way to the community. And then you feel, you know, especially like Cornelius and like, I think our market as a whole with our stores, you become so close with everyone, especially like the Zion Abbott's a walk-in. So you're seeing people face-to-face 24/7. And it's just a really, I think, exciting job.
I'll tell you a story. We had got a cake. I think it was my aunt's cake this past year for her birthday. And we love the Baskin Robbins ice cream cake is like one of.
Listen, you got to get your Mother's Day one. Get your Mother's Day's order in.
Okay, now let's calm down. It's got to make it home first is usually the problem. But it was cool because I go to the store right here on Catawba to pick it up. I'm like, oh, we're it's actually just fresh. Let me run over to Antiquity real quick and grab. And it was that service level, which you wouldn't expect from like a major brand franchise.
Right.
But it was such like the one-to-one service. It was pretty phenomenal.
We definitely strive to be that for sure. For sure, because without, you know, our guests, without everyone placing orders, we wouldn't be anywhere. So, you know, we got to make sure we stay on our A game.
And the community. You guys give back a lot. Now, is this at the corporate level or is this individual franchise level?
So this is our franchise level. Corporate level does do their own thing. Like the Joy in Childhood Foundation, that is a corporate level. They do that all over. But franchise-wide, we do our own stuff within the Charlotte community for sure.
What's that like going between, okay, we're going to promote delicious donuts. Mm-hmm. We got some ice cream. By the way, let's give back to the community. How do you work in all three of those kind of realms like that?
You know, you just got to keep your head on a swivel, you know, stay up to date with all the fun stuff. It gets you excited. So it doesn't even seem like it's a lot going on because, you know, 24/7, you're like, oh, you know, I can put that with that one and do this with that one. So it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you on your toes for sure.
What are some of the charities or organizations you've worked with?
So on a franchise level, we do partnership with the Jamil Niner pantry. Some of our locations do have donation pantries where you can drop off some food, non-perishable items, and we do go do drop-offs to them. They serve the staff and students of the UNC Charlotte location over there. Now, as far as statewide, I'd say, on a whole entire company level, we do the Joy Foundation. We were just at the Metrolina Center packing up some senior bags. We did 600 senior boxes for some senior citizens to get some food throughout their week.
You know, it's troubling times these days in the world, Travis. Yes, it is. And I know there's been several people who have asked me, and I'm starting to agree with them on what we could do to really brighten their day better. How do we get pumpkin spice year round?
You know, you gotta call corporate. You gotta call corporate.
So you don't have that power?
We do not.
Travis, I'm trying over here.
You know, the funny thing is I think some of our locations actually still have pumpkin. You gotta ask. It's a hit or miss. Yeah. They might still have.
What are you? Are you
that
pro?
Secret menu?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you
gotta,
pro pumpkin?
You gotta wink.
Yeah. Are you pro pumpkin?
Not a pumpkin person.
Not a fan.
No. I apologize.
So do you do? You said you do the caramel, you know, iced coffee. Is that your just drink all year round?
I never switch it up. No,
you never do the churro though that they had. No. The churro.
Oh, the churro was sound like hotcakes.
Yeah,
that was cinnamon. The cinnamon is. Like,
I love cinnamon in my coffee. Yeah. So whenever
have you tried our new one, the donut swirl. Listen, if you like the blueberry glazed donut,
right here.
You got the blueberry glazed donut
this
coffee.
This is the donut latte right here.
There we go.
Donut latte.
Yeah.
Unsweetened.
That's what counts.
That's what counts, right?
All natural.
Just crumble up a little donut in there on top.
All right, Travis, you're about to give away free ice cream for a year to 93 people.
Yes.
Is there too much ice cream in the world right now?
No.
Never enough.
Never enough. You know, I always say, you know, when life gets hard, ice cream.
Oh, that's right. Ice cream, you scream.
Yeah.
We all scream for ice cream.
Do you have a favorite flavor of ice cream?
Probably our world-class chocolate.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's really good.
Travis, you're classy. You're a classy individual.
I am, you know?
He just goes for the classic chocolate sprinkle, the classic chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Are there any like new flavors coming out we should be aware of? Right.
Yeah, so we do May 1st, we did launch the If movie.
Yes. Imaginary Friends.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
Collaboration
with
them. And we have two new flavors with them. And they're based on the characters from the movie that drops. I think it's May 17th in theaters only. Yeah, so there's that. And then we have a new sundae that includes some confetti cake pieces. Ooh. Yeah, we always have a new flavor of the month. Every 31 days, we cycle through and we get a brand new flavor.
On the ice cream side?
Yes.
But not on the donut side?
No.
Do you get to make?
You know, we gotta keep our donuts classic. That's what the people want.
That's fair. No, that's fair. But you, as being on the inside, mm-hmm. could you go in there and take a, you know, pumpkin sponge, throw some chocolate on there, maybe drizzle it with something else? I don't know what. Look, I'm just doing leftover combos right now. That's what I'm doing. Okay. Are you allowed to do that?
Yes,
when you know,
slap on a manager special badge
now.
Manager special. Yeah.
Yes. Manager's pick of the week. That'd be a pretty good choice. One right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Baker's choice.
Yes.
There's so many food puns we can make with this.
Yeah, for sure.
When I ride through tomorrow, I'll be like, I'll have two manager specials. Yeah.
So where did the idea of free ice cream for a year, is it to relaunch and reinvigorate and give us where that idea came from?
So, you know, with the Dunkin' side, if anyone's ever been to a Dunkin' grand opening, you usually get free coffee for a year. It's kind of just a draw in the community.
Oh, and you drop social nuggets on people too. I've seen where you just randomly say, come by tomorrow. Free coffee, come tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where is he right
now? Yeah, everywhere. I'm everywhere. I float around. So it's kind of just we kind of just reinvented the whole basket thing. We went through some new training modules, made sure everything was up to par, and we just want to make sure that we're giving the best to the community. So with this, it's to bring people in and let them know, you know, hey, you got free ice cream for a year, and we're going to give you the best free ice cream for an entire year, and from there on out.
So what's your favorite part about working there internally at Dunkin'? Because again, it's a time where there's plenty of jobs available for people that want to work, and they're looking at companies. Maybe they'll look at Dunkin' and say, that's a big brand. I don't know if I can handle that kind of corporate environment, right?
Yeah, I think that's the common misconception. A lot of people think like, oh, you know, I'm going to go work at Dunkin', it's going to be so crazy. But it's like, you don't even look at it like work. You know, it's so fun. It's constantly something new. You have new faces every single day. I don't think a lot of jobs give you that sense of, different environment every single day. You know, every day it's a new day. You know, you have your regulars, obviously, but you know, you might have someone who will come through and, you know, let you know, you made my entire month, and there's nothing, you'll never get anything like that feeling, you know, when someone's like, listen, you know, I've been having a bad day, and you just turned it around completely. And then you see them the next day and you're like, I want to do this again. I want to do this again. And I want to do it with this customer. And it just creates a cycle.
As an entrepreneur, every time I go into any kind of place, I'm examining the business side and the system side. It's impressive the operation that Dunkin' has in place for a quick service restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. Of the line and the way that what the product you guys make and the service. And the part that gets me the most is the time of the tickets. You guys have to pump out so much stuff in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. Does that get stressful?
I mean, I wouldn't say it does. You know, we have... things are set up specifically, you know, certain machines are in certain places, the coffee line's built a certain way, food line's built a certain way to really just accurately process an order from start to finish and get it out effectively. So as long as, you know, we're following those lines, everything's going to come out and, you know, lickety split.
Do you think there's ever a time that bagels will surpass donuts?
Never. Blasphemy.
I'm just asking the question over here.
You know, we might sell more bagels between the hours of 3 and 6, but, you know, after that, everyone wants their donut.
Right.
Oh, I thought that was 3 or 6 p.m. I would say that makes sense.
3 to 6 a.m. The bagel minis are big, though. I don't know if you ever heard of bagel minis, but those are a big hit.
Yes, because you guys have food, too. It's not just donuts and coffee and ice cream, right? You guys have plenty of food.
The avocado toast is banging.
That's good.
Yes. Avocado toast. Throw some bacon on there.
Yeah.
Or the roasted tomatoes, too. They got the tomato ones.
Yeah, it's good.
So we just talk about food all morning. That's what we do.
Just do 2 hours.
I'll bring the menu in next time.
Yes, 2 hours.
But the bigger thing that you want to know about, May 8th, May 9th, May 10th, free ice cream for a year for the first 31 people. Now, there's only 3 locations you got to go to that you can get this at. The Huntersville location, right? Gilead and 21. You go to then the Antiquity location in Cornelius, and then the Drywood location in Charlotte. So May 8th in Huntersville, May 9th in Cornelius, May 10th. In Charlotte, the first 31 people who show up will get a free booklet with free ice cream for a year.
A year. And that's one scoop of ice cream once a week.
Per week for an entire year.
Per week for an entire year. Wow. That's a lot of ice cream.
A free kid scooper cone.
What's the most ice cream you've seen in a single order?
Oh, we get them coming in.
Yeah, I bet.
The funniest part used to be when I used to work in the Charlotte location, you'd have the kids coming on a school bus, and you're like, all right, everyone, gloves on, wash your hands. Come on, like, hats on, tighten up, let's go. And, you know, they come in, and they're like, I want to sample every one. And you're like, yep, we got you.
Oh, yeah, you want to
sample this one. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to get like 40 single scoops. And we're like, listen, we got you. Let's pump them out.
Travis is over here delivering dreams on his work day.
I'm telling you. There's nobody mad when they're getting a cone of ice cream.
No.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you know, it's going to be a little while. Oh, we don't care. You got half of them out there eating. The other ones are waiting for theirs. You got someone up there paying. Yeah, it's a fun time.
Oh, my gosh. Travis from Dunkin' Donuts, thank you for hanging out with us this morning. Yeah, we appreciate you coming by. Again, May 8th, May 9th, May 10th, May 8th in Huntersville, May 9th in Cornelius, May 10th in Charlotte. Check out the Instagram, NCD Management. That's the IG handle. 4 p.m., May 8th, May 9th, May 10th. First 31 people get free ice cream for a year.
A year.
An entire
wow.
year.
Mother's Day is coming up. You know, this could be...
That's a great gift. But you have to buy her something, too.
Okay, you can't just get her the free stuff.
No.
Get her some Dunkin' merch to go with it.
There you go.
We got some nice cups.
You don't have to... Well,
yes,
anyway.
Yes, you do.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Monday. Thanks to Travis.
Yes,
Dunkin' Donuts coming and hanging. Remember, May 8th, May 9th, May 10th. So May 8th at the Huntersville location, May 9th at Cornelius and Antiquity, May 10th at their location in Charlotte. The easiest way to do it is go to their Instagram page,
yes.
NCD Management,
right.
IG, and you'll see where you can win free ice cream for a year. First, 31 people who show up at 4 p.m. May 8th in Huntersville, May 9th in Cornelius, May 10th in Charlotte, free ice cream for
a year.
That's
the way to start the summer.
That's not a bad way to start it. There's worse ways to start it.
There are worse ways to start it, yeah.
You could be Denny Hamlin right now, and it'd be way worse.
You could be.
You were in first, and then you got scooped,
so
right?
That race, that the Cup Series, is that what it was?
Yeah.
All over my timeline this morning.
Closest
race
in Cup Series
I'm the
history.
Biggest race fan you've ever met. I've been to a race.
Haven't met a bigger fan.
Been to a race in my life. One.
Well, we've got the Speedway Showdown contest that just launched, literally 4 seconds ago.
Yes, yes.
First place, you're going to win 4 pre-track passes and 4 tickets to the Coca-Cola 600. Second place, 4 tickets to the Coca-Cola 600.
Wow, that's a great prize.
One of the greatest legacy races there is in NASCAR is the Coca-Cola 600.
They're in their 65th year, I think, this year.
Probably give or take. So what do people got to do to win?
So to win, we make it as easy as possible. You go to our Instagram. It's also on Facebook, but go to our Instagram to register. Like the post. Follow WSSC News. Comment your favorite driver.
Ooh.
Denny Hamlin for you.
Sure.
Yeah. And then tag the 3 friends that you're going to bring. And each tag is 1 entry. So if you have 20 friends that you want to duke it out if you win...
Dang.
Tag all 20. Share it to your stories, and you can get a bonus entry if you download the WSSC News app.
Oh, you want that bonus entry?
Yeah, you want that bonus entry, because we got the local deals on there, too. And if you don't already have the app, you need to download that.
Because you can take us with you anywhere.
Anywhere.
And stay up to date with all these contests and prizes. All right, the pre-race track. You went to the 600.
I went to the 600. I had pit passes when I went to.
Ooh, fancy.
I took Rob. My friend Lori was working for NASCAR at the time, and so she was able to get us pit passes. And so Rob very much enjoyed that. Seeing the cars, the garages, that part was cool. I'm doing my very best to get into NASCAR and understand it, but it's showing up on my timeline, and so I feel like I'm one step closer. Like, the algorithm is trying to help me as well. So I still haven't picked a driver. I do like Bubba Wallace.
Okay.
I have to pick a driver, though, I think.
Nothing wrong with Bubba.
I like him.
Bubba had
likes Saeeds. That's really why I like
him. Oh, that's the connection. Yeah. He had mint green was his car yesterday? It's like a mint green looking car there down 2311. That
also like Tyler Reddick. He's a good one, too.
Look, racing is interesting time. The legacy that was, right? I think it's just changed the way it is. And the NASCAR's doing what they can, right? They can't please everybody to keep up with things that are going on. It's a day, though, and it takes some serious skill to drive 600 miles.
600 miles, yeah.
600.
Okay, here was my surprise. We get to the Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah.
And I was like, how long is this race? 600 miles. I was like, 600? What? Yeah, that's why they call it the Coca-Cola. Blew my mind.
What'd you think it was?
I don't know.
Two miles?
I just thought they raced around a couple times.
That's it?
Yeah.
The whole song and dance.
Yeah, well, I'm used to the Derby, you know, the Kentucky Derby, all the pomp and circumstance. Yeah. For 1 furlong or 10 furlongs. I don't remember how many it was.
I wonder how long.
That was our word of the day on Friday.
Charlotte Motor Speed. I wonder how many furlongs it is.
Yeah, we should find
out. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, we'll call somebody so we can figure that one out. But yeah, we do have these tickets, Coca-Cola 600. Huge, huge event. I would say people who aren't even big into racing would enjoy going to this because it's such a spectacle, right? They have the flyover and the concerts and all the things that happened before. You can bring your own cooler, which who's mad about that?
You could definitely bring your own cooler to racing.
Yeah.
That's been the same in racing for a long time.
That's never changed, right?
No.
Yeah, that's a good time. So is you're going to have fun. You can go around the infield with all the people who camp there for a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who take their vacation, and that's their vacation is camping at the racetrack.
All the people that complain that TEP is charging too much for a Miller Lite. Well, NASCAR, you ain't got to worry about it.
No, you bring your own. You bring your own, yeah.
What other sport lets you bring your own in?
Can't think of any.
Genuinely. Oh. What other venue?
I don't think there's any other ones where you can bring your own. No. I mean, you can, but you might get in trouble.
In your socks.
Right.
You, better put a drink in your socks.
Fake sunscreen bottles you can put it in. Yeah, you can, but this, they allow it. Bring your cooler. You don't have to hide anything.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Pretty good. So the contest going on now, it is live. We're going to draw a winner later.
So the winner will be drawn at midnight on May 23rd. We'll announce it here live on May 24th, and the race is the 26th.
Okay, so you better keep that weekend open.
Keep it open.
You better be ready.
Yep.
Pre-race track passes for the first place winner, first and second place, both getting 4 tickets to the 600. That is going to be quite the race this year.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time. I think Apple Vision Pro, what they've been waiting on is finally here. And it's, again, thanks to somebody who we just continuously say thank you to, and that's Elon. He just continues to show out
to
the whole world. And this time, SpaceX has unveiled their extra vehicular activity spacesuit. So, basically, if you think about when we went to space, was it the 60s?
Yeah.
The space race was in the 60s?
Yep.
And the suits that they wore, right? They were giant. Oh, jumping around.
Marshmallow man, yeah.
But now it seems like we're getting pretty modern with the suits. And so Elon has launched these new suits for SpaceX. And I think Apple Vision Pro is probably in on this a little bit, right? You know these visors have something. They got something going on them that they can, you know, have their graphics and all this kind of stuff. I was thinking, hey, because, you know, the Apple Vision Pro, what happened to them? Did they do well? They kind of dropped off, didn't they?
Yeah, I haven't heard. So what are you doing in this spacesuit? You're just going around just hanging out in space?
You're going to space.
That's it?
Well, what else do you need a spacesuit for?
I don't know. I would figure if I'm buying the ticket to go on the spaceship.
Free suit included.
I would think the suit would be included. Do I have sold separately?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
dry clean only.
That's disappointing. Can I wear my Dunkin' jumpsuit?
I would rock the Dunkin' jumpsuit in space.
Yeah.
Do we really need the suit? The only thing is for the oxygen, right? Isn't that really all we need the suit for?
Yeah, I don't know what that suit is for. I don't know why. Is it just fashion or is it function?
Because space doesn't have like a bunch of pressure on you. Like you're not in like a metal can or anything.
I've never
like that.
Been. I couldn't tell you what it's like out there.
Maybe through the atmosphere as you're going up.
There's
into
a ton
space.
Of pressure in space. That's like why all around you cannot breathe.
Mm-hmm. But it's not like crushing right. you like a can, though.
Correct.
Like, it's really a lack of oxygen is what right. it is up there. It's,
right. That's what the suit is for.
To give you oxygen.
Right, because you're getting oxygen in, and so the suit is keeping it contained.
So his idea is buy the suit and then start saving up for your trip to space? You need to get the suit now?
Oh, no. This was purely just a showcase of the suit they will be using when they go up the car.
Okay.
This isn't for anybody to buy.
I can't just buy. It's not like the Dunkin' jumpsuit.
You want me to DM him and ask him?
I just thought you could just order it online. You're going to be wearing it tomorrow on the show. This is how you're letting me know.
It's actually...
I won't be here tomorrow.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, that's right. You're not going to be here tomorrow.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We should probably tell people about that.
Yeah,
this week will be a little bit different. We'll tell you about that. Yeah. What's up for the rest of the week? Mamie's got some big news. She might be going to space.
Not unless the spacesuit is included.
We're going to have Joe Berg at 8:30. 8:45, because we got Jasmine at 8:30. I apologize about that. And we're going to be hanging out with her. Brighter smiles.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:18. Happy Monday to you. Jasmine from Brighter Smiles is going to be joining us at 8:30. Joe Berg and Patrick Reynolds at 8:45. Interesting. Was that the cicadas again?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was gonna fire the traffic. Is Jeff on the phone? RideHiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. No accidents, but we do have several slowdowns. 77 southbound around exit 25 and 23 in Huntersville, and also when you're getting into Charlotte around 85 on 77 there, heavy congestion, some stop-and-go traffic. Also, northbound, up around exit 23 in Huntersville. In that area, there's some stop-and-go traffic. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So, hope everybody has a great Monday.
That is true, Jeff. We do hope everyone has a great Monday. Yep. Glad to hear there's no accidents, normal slowdown. The key to Monday, pack the patient pants.
Always.
That's usually a good thing. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir.
Well, before I let you guys go, I hope your moms are still living. And remember, Sunday is Mother's Day. And so one way or another, spoil your moms. They've done a lot for us. And so, yeah, I'm thankful for mine.
Yep.
Wouldn't be here without mine,
Jeff. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Straight facts.
I've always heard they brought you into the world, they can take you out.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I've heard that one before, Jeff. All right, yeah, absolutely. Spoil your moms. Spoil your mom.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeannie, Justin, have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye. And Bill. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. Tuesdays, VA in Salisbury. That's where ICATS go. Only $1 to get picked up from your front door, $1 to get brought back home. So if you've got appointments at the VA, you probably want to change it to Tuesday, and then that way you can ride with ICATS. Yesterday, Kentucky Derby. Sierra Leone's a cheater. We've already declared that. However, I did find a post where, what's your Derby horse name? Like, if you were a Derby horse.
Oh, what would my horse name be?
Yeah, so you take the first letter of your first name.
Okay.
And the first letter of your last name.
Okay.
And you create your own horse name for yourself.
Oh, this is fun.
So Justin Kazepas, yeah. J.C. So J, Pioneer, C, Rocket. Pioneer Rocket.
You like that one?
It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
What you guys got?
I don't like mine. I'll change my name.
Uncle.
Starts with Uncle.
Uncle Pegasus. Uncle Pegasus.
Yes. I quit. I don't want that name.
That's a great name.
That's awesome.
Terrible.
70 to 1 odds.
It's the same feeling I have when I realized that Mamie in French means grandma.
Uncle Pegasus.
Pegasus. That horse isn't winning. That horse has been out for a while. He needs to go to bed. He needs to go home out to pasture.
You want to know what Bill's is?
Am I? Do I go with Bill or do I go with Wilton?
No, you go Wilton.
I go Wilton.
Oh, okay. You have to go Wilton.
Winning Hot Brown. Winning Hot Brown.
Have you ever had a hot brown?
No.
You know?
No.
Every morning.
Hey, now.
It is. Why did I ask that question? It is a famous sandwich in Louisville, Kentucky, known specifically in Louisville. And it's famous to eat. So it is a piece of bread, like loaf bread, just white bread, with roast beef and gravy on top of it, I think, and then maybe some cheese. It's very good. But
I forgot that Mamie's cultured, Bill.
I don't know if that's cultured, just eating roast beef on a piece of bread.
Hey.
But I went to my very first Derby party I went to about 5 years ago. Yeah, that was on the invitation, Hot Browns. And I'm like, I don't know what kind of party this is, but I don't know if we want to go.
And did you end up going?
Oh, well, we went, yeah.
So you had the same thought originally until you were educated.
We walked in like, what kind of party is this? But then it's a very famous sandwich. So I've been to Louisville a few times. My sister Tara.
One of these cherry Pop-Tart parties.
Yeah, it was not. It is a legit sandwich. My sister Tara lived in Louisville for a few years, and I've been a couple times with other jobs. And yes, it is a very good sandwich, but that's pretty funny.
You know what else was really funny?
What's that?
Uncle Pegasus.
Uncle Pegasus should not be running in a Derby. Somebody named Uncle Pegasus. needs a pipe, some glasses.
Pegasus was Hercules's horse, right?
Yeah, it's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
What they can fly.
Yeah, what are they called?
What?
Pegasus.
Now, are they called Pegasus, or is that his name?
No, they're called Pegasus. I mean, that was his name, too, that he called him. At least in the Hercules Disney movie, he called him Pegasus.
No, in Hercules. Talking Hercules. Wasn't a unicorn.
No, it wasn't a unicorn, but Pegasus
is a unicorn.
Was a Pegasus.
Yes.
Well, Pegasus.
Right.
It wasn't a Pegasus, it was Pegasus.
That's what I'm asking. It is a...
horse.
It's more than a horse.
The horse with a horn.
With wings.
And wings.
Well, the wings came later.
What version of Hercules are you talking about?
It was born with it. They grew up together.
Out of the cloud. Zeus made it out of a cloud. Yeah. Pegasus out of a cloud. Yeah. I remember the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also one of Katie's favorites.
So is it a Pegasus?
Well, Pegasus is a name.
Right.
I don't think Pegasus is like a breed within Greek mythology.
I'm just going to look it up.
Yeah. You find out for us.
But real quick, go ahead and click two for me. What else is funny is the answers for the U.S. on printing money. I thought this was hilarious.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know if this is even relevant to this dude's job description. So somebody's job description of Council of Economic Advisors, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. I feel like they should know how to answer some financial questions, like just some, right? Like, so this is someone who is advising the president as it relates to the economy. And he got asked a particular question that I thought was pretty interesting, and even more interesting, his response.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar, so why does the government even borrow?
Well,
it gets worse.
So some of this stuff gets, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do?
Did he say what they do?
Listen, it's worse. Yeah,
they sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds. Right? They sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be confusing. But there is no question that the government prints money and uses that money to
do whatever they want.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess I'm just, I can't really talk. I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about.
What? Like,
it's the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors to the president.
It does it all the time. And
how long before his phone rang?
Otherwise,
and
be having this debt and
just got
conversation. So
the fact that they let this dude walk out of the room like this. Where's the handlers at? You know, Biden at least has handlers before he dumps his pants. Where's this guy's handlers? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
That's crazy.
This is the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. This is the dude advising the president on the status of money and the economy in our country.
He's not sure what they do, though.
I should have signed up for this job years ago. Dang. I could have put together something better than that.
We print our money, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
No, you see, the problem really is money's green. It doesn't. Greens are out. You didn't hear that last week on Today's Rough Talk.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Grage.
Oh, sorry.
Grage is in.
Grage is in. We're gonna change the color of money to grage.
Grage is
in. To keep up with the trends.
Yeah.
What do you think? On par?
It tracks. It tracks for everything else we've been talking about on here.
Everything else that we've been doing as far as the show or the country?
Everything we've been talking about as far as the country goes, it tracks. It tracks. Yeah.
I just thought that was funny in my timeline.
That's pretty funny.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's extremely scary. It's not
laugh
funny
or I'll
at
cry.
All.
It's not funny, haha.
No, it's funny like I'm not the top signal anymore. That's what that is.
Yeah. That's a good time. Yeah, I just want to know what that phone call was like whenever somebody... Or you think they call and they're like, good job.
I don't think anybody was watching it. Yeah. I think that's the problem here is ain't nobody watching it.
How'd that interview go? I think I crushed it.
Nailed it. Basically... Best interview ever.
I don't know. I went outside and had my Dunkin' Donut. I didn't even see it. I didn't even go to this school.
Okay, felt right.
I got a text that my jumpsuit shipped. You know, I had to get out there and handle that real quick, you know?
He's got lots of other things on his mind than the economy today.
You made a post a while back about wanting to go in together on the island that's for sale here.
Yes.
The price dropped, though, right?
It did. Now it's down to a bargain at, I think, 18. It went from 22 to 18. So. Okay. Yeah, better get your bids in quick.
Florida's got something else going on, and something back to the question, can we do this on Lake Norman?
This is what I was wondering. Can I do this on Lake Norman? So some friends in Florida bought an island. It just says deserted island in Florida. They bought it for $65,000, which is much cheaper than the private island
here. Significantly better deal.
And rebuilt it into a paradise worth $14 million. So can I do this on one of the islands in the middle of Lake Norman is my question. You know real estate, can I? Can I just go and claim, put a flag on it? My island?
One thing I always wanted to do was do like some type of event on an island on the lake, but they don't allow you to do, you know what I mean? You can't do overnight stuff or anything. You can like beach a boat.
They do the Dog Island Festival every year.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a bunch of dogs?
It's just called Dog Island. I don't know why it's called Dog Island, but yeah.
Pegasus is a winged horse.
Thank you.
Yeah. But Pegasus is one specific horse. It's
yeah,
not
that's
a
just
breed.
A name.
It's not
yes.
a breed.
Yeah.
Yes. The Pegasi.
Right. It's not like going to be like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. It's just a winged horse.
Yeah. He's still not winning the Derby. Uncle Pegasus is not winning the Derby.
It's like he was at a prime.
He was
right?
doing good when he was like nephew Pegasus.
Right.
Doing great.
It gets even more confusing because if you really think about it, Uncle Pegasus is a female.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:33. Happy Monday to you. Exciting now because we're hanging out with probably the brightest smile of Lake Norman.
Lake Norman, yeah,
in
definitely.
In general.
Yeah.
Jasmine, good morning. Thanks for
good
coming.
Morning. Thank you. Yeah.
Couple big announcements for you, Jasmine. First off, thank you for supporting the teachers.
Of course.
Thank you for all you do to show love to them because, you know, we drop our children off and leave them there to fend for themselves, and it's because of the teachers that they come out alive on the other side. Mm-hmm.
And smarter, too.
And smarter.
I'm not helping with that.
Good
so,
point.
So yes, for the teacher of the month that's drawn each month, you get a free gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles. Used to be Brighter Smiles of Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just Brighter Smiles.
Now we're just Brighter Smiles teeth whitening because, I mean, we're just going all around the lake at this point.
And congratulations on your award, 2024 Small Business with the Lake Norman Chamber. Is
yes.
that right?
Yep.
Davidson.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yes. For
and
the
you,
year.
And you also have a new location.
Yeah.
I'm just going through the list
There's
of all
so
the accolades
much going on.
To
There's
to
so
say
much going
right
on.
Now.
Yeah. You are one busy lady. But I got to go by Friday for your grand opening of the new location. It's absolutely beautiful. Much bigger than you were before,
yes.
right? Much bigger space. Do you have more chairs
yes.
there?
So yes. now we have 6 chairs. Everybody gets their own individual tablet. They can watch Netflix, Hulu, whatever they want, podcasts. So it's nice and comfortable. They're in their own little bubble, basically.
And you offer additional services while they're there. They can do the IV treatments. Is there yes. anything else that you offer while they're there?
Yep. So we have different events where I bring other people in and they can do the IV and the B12 shots and things like that. And we're working on some other stuff trying to get some more folks in there too.
So you can come in there like completely drained and be completely refreshed by the time you leave.
Exactly.
In every way.
Yep. And have more confidence walking out, being able to smile.
Got that
more.
Swag.
Love it. Yes. Yeah, yes. absolutely.
And those results for the teeth whitening, it's instant, right?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
not having to
absolutely.
Wait a couple days to notice the difference.
No.
Yeah,
it's that's immediate. The best part.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's got to be.
Yeah, you wake up and you're just like, oh my God, wow, I'm a totally different person.
What's a realistic expectation of number of shades I should expect if I come in for one?
So for the gentle whitening, about 8 to 10. And then for the extreme whitening, it's double. Can go up to about 16 to 18 shades.
So like... How white is this right here? This cup you got? Is this super white?
This is like a zero. That's
okay.
not even a two. Like my teeth are probably about a two.
Okay.
And I'm getting as close to that as I possibly can. I know I posted results one time and somebody put the Ross from Friends GIF underneath. I'm like, yes, I finally attained Ross status. I love it.
Your your teeth do not glow in the dark, though. Just no, to they be don't. Clear. They do not.
They
glow
do
in
not.
The dark,
no,
or under a black light.
No, I mean, if I go into a glow party, I don't know. They might glow a little bit, but we'll see.
Is that an add-on people can get? Glow teeth.
No,
that'd
be nice.
That'd be pretty cool, though, right? Like, what have you
Halloween.
Wanted,
you
know? I know, right? I got to figure out how to get fluorescent gel whitening. That would be good.
You also won an award recently out of Charlotte. What was the Charlotte award you won?
So Charlotte Magazine's, I think, top 25 best of the best businesses around Charlotte. So I didn't know they reached Lake Norman, so it's awesome. But I guess because we're mobile and we do go to Charlotte, so that's why they were able to bring us in there, too.
How okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Don't get offended when I ask you this question.
No, not at all.
What's the stankiest breath you've ever smelled on somebody?
That would be this past week, easily. I've had nightmares about it. Oh, no. My God. Sometimes I'm just, you'll see me just kind of about 5 feet away just painting somebody's gel on their teeth. I'm like, okay, we got this.
See, for me, it'd probably be like, oh, yeah, we can tell you love the coffee, Justin. You love the coffee.
Now, coffee does not bother me, but, you know, you definitely still need to see the dentist. I am not a replacement for the dentist, so.
Do people confuse it? Do people think that sometimes?
Yes, sometimes they do. They're like, yeah, I haven't been in for a while, but you can get rid of that plaque. I'm like, well, I can kind of whiten the plaque off, but your teeth aren't going to really get whiter. Just the plaque's going to get whiter. So let's, you know, keep up with those dental visits for sure.
I go see Jasmine every time I got a cavity. It's just
yeah, can you just fix
just
that
make
while
it
you're
white.
In there?
Just make it white. It's fine.
It'll be fine. My Band-aid
dentist,
it.
My dentist isn't offering the gentle cavity removal.
No.
But at least, you know, they won't have to experience any needles with me. It's just, you know, brushes and, you know. Just some relaxation.
Are you settling down now, or are you always in, like, business mode, next
always,
step mode?
Always.
You're always in next step
always,
mode.
Always, yes.
So what you got cooking?
So I'm actually bringing on my fiancé with me this week because I cannot handle it all anymore. It's just
congratulations.
Too much.
Yes.
Thank you. So it's he's going to help me in the office. He's going to help me with some of the mobile appointments so I can take on and do some more networking. And then next is going to be franchising.
Whoa,
wow.
That's exciting.
Yes. Wow.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried to hit it with the, let me get one more. Hold on, wait. I'm ready. Franchising's a big deal. That's a lot of work to get to that point.
It is. It definitely is. So, you know, little by little, I'm trying to slow myself down a little bit.
Sure.
But, you know, biggest thing for me is focusing on customer service. So as long as we don't let that go by the wayside, I am happy to keep growing, but that's always going to be my number one thing.
Someone who's never had whitening done to their teeth before, they come in for the first time. What's like the typical questions or like Q&A sesh you have?
Is it going to hurt? Number one question is it going to hurt? And typically, and it will not hurt you during. You might get if you do the extreme especially, and you have really sensitive teeth, you may get a tiny bit of achiness later. It's nothing that's not manageable. And if you take 2 Motrin, it's gone. So it's relative. I mean, some people go in there, they have nothing whatsoever. Hey, I'm great, perfect, good to go. People that have really, really sensitive teeth like myself, I still whiten. I mean, I get a little bit of achiness, maybe 1 out of every 4 or 5 times I do it. But for the most part, no.
Is there like, do you have like teething stations? You know, like my 5 or like my 3, like give her like a teething ring. Do you have that station set up?
So, well, we have desensitization treatments. So helps to strengthen the enamel and numb before we whiten.
Oh.
Yes.
Pre-game.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, just kind of prepping those teeth, making sure that they're nice and coated with that good remineralization gel before we start.
And then what about like frequency of the whitening? I imagine that probably comes, like when should I come back? That's usually probably a question.
Definitely. So for me, I'm a little psychotic about it. I mean, nobody wants to come to somebody to whiten their teeth. Their teeth are all messed up. So I do mine every 2 months.
Okay.
I don't recommend doing it any more frequently than that. Especially for maintenance-wise. If you want to get brighter after your first one, we can always do that 2 weeks later. But for actually maintaining the same shade, I usually recommend about 3 to 4 months for most people, especially coffee, tea, red wine drinkers. Anybody else that doesn't really drink a lot of dark beverages or just sticks to water, they can go up even to 6 months.
So, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The teeth are an amazing concept.
I know.
Right?
I know.
It's always something interesting you learn every day.
Have you had anybody with, like, dramatic results like that went down? Like, they were, like, just dead rotten teeth and like came 1, out with white
1,000%,
pearls.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you check out our Instagram, pretty much some of the top picks that you'll see on there, you'll be like, wow, that's got to be Photoshopped, but it's actually not. Some of these results are results that my clients actually send me their pictures.
Dang.
They'll post it on Google and everything. I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to check out brightsmiles_Davidson here because this is wild.
Yes, it's wild. The before and afters are just unbelievable. And I think some of the befores too, you're like, oh, their teeth aren't that bad. But then you see the comparison and you can see,
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Again, brightsmiles_Davidson. You got to check out the results. Located in Cornelius down Torrance Chapel. What's the name of the house called again?
The Blake House.
The Blake House. Beautiful.
The big white house. Yeah, on the corner. I love it. Great location. And beautiful space, but you're also doing, you still do the mobile.
Yes, we do on Fridays. We still do mobile.
Okay.
Might expand that out a little bit more because we're getting booked up several weeks out with the mobile. So going to see now that we're bringing somebody else in that we can try to up that a little bit.
How far will you go mobily?
We've gone as far south as Fort Mill. Just as a little
South Carolina?
Oh, yes. But it gets a little pricey with the travel fee, of course. So
about north? You go north?
Yeah, we can go everywhere. As
no
long
problem
as,
going north.
Yeah.
Statesville is part of Lake Norman, so I just
Statesville is part of Lake Norman,
yes. Statesville we do. Statesville is no issue. Usually my biggest one is Friday nights at like 5 p.m. going to like Pineville, Matthews. I'm like,
just
oh, no,
before
please
going
don't
out.
Do
oh, yeah.
Friday night?
Yes. They get their white teeth and then they go out.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah.
Like literally, they probably are like dressed ready to go and then you come in as like the final touch. Yep. Like, oh exactly. My God.
But then I have to bring them back down to earth. I'm like, no red wine tonight.
Straws on everything.
Straws. Stick with the straws, people, please.
Are you having fun still?
Oh, love it. Yeah. I love it. I get to meet so many awesome people, work with so many great business owners. I mean, it's just. It's a lot of fun.
You didn't seem like a job, do you?
No, it's definitely not. I enjoy everybody smiling and being so excited afterwards. Like that just keeps my day and makes my day so easy. It's just like, I mean, if you had to deal with people that were always upset or always, you know, aggravated with something, you know, with customer service or anything like that, but everybody I talk to, they're like, oh my God, these look so great. I'm so happy with them. So just boost your own day.
You're like the friendly side of dentists. See, the dentist has to deal with it. He says, sorry, you got four cavities.
I know. When I go into the dentist, I'm like in tears before they start anything.
Oh, yeah. Then you get the bill, and you're like, oh, no.
I know, even worse.
Yeah, no surprises with us. What you get.
Yeah.
Jasmine of Brighter Smiles. Brighter Smiles, Davidson.GlossGenius. Is that where you still use Gloss Genius for your scheduling?
Yep, for booking, yep.
And I didn't know about the mobile apps. I'm going to be honest. I didn't think I...
You want to have a party? You can have a party.
Do you
at your
do
house.
Those too?
We do whitening parties. 5 treatments and yours is free.
Yes.
A whitening party?
Yes.
That's pretty wild.
We do whitening parties. I've done it where people do IV at the same time, Botox. Oh, I'm trying to think what else.
Just put it all together.
Massages, facials. Oh, we have. Yeah.
Okay.
So sometimes people call, be like, okay, I want to get this done and this done and this done. Make it happen. And we do.
Congratulations on your new location.
Thank you.
Congratulations
so much.
On your multiple awards.
Thank you.
And thank you for supporting teachers.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Remember, every teacher of the month that wins each month gets a free gentle whitening treatment, compliments of Brighter Smiles, located in Cornelius down Torrance Chapel. You can go to brightersmilesdavidson.glossgenius.com. Just go to the IG, brightsmiles_Davidson. You'll get all the links there. You'll see the actual instant results that you get. Very few things offer instant results.
It's true.
Brighter Smiles, Jasmine's team, they can do that. Coming back, Joe Berg with sports up next.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 847. Happy Monday to you. After a busy weekend of sports, you know, we left Friday. We were talking about the Kentucky Derby with Joe Berg. And Joe said he just didn't get it. He didn't understand it.
I bet he gets it now.
Well, George called in this morning, too. He kind of had the same mantra of, hey, I'm waiting these hours, and boom, the race just happens. But I'm curious, Joe, after the Kentucky Derby this weekend, do you feel any different about it?
No, I don't.
I don't. I see the draw to it, though. It's a short race. You don't have to sit there for 3, 4, 12 hours.
Whoa. You do.
You don't have. I didn't have to.
If you go there,
I was drinking margaritas in the kitchen until it was time for it to come on.
But I will say this, simultaneous, Joe, people that were in Kansas this weekend sat there for like 10 hours, right? Because of the rain delay.
Yes.
That is a long delay in the race.
That is a long delay.
It was a long delay, but it was definitely worth it.
It was a great race. But real quick, Just a Touch. Do you know where your horse finished? Just a Touch is the one you went for.
Yeah, I know he didn't win.
No, he did not win.
That was about all I was looking at.
Did you see in your inner, because you know you're part of all the inner workings of the sports world, Sierra Leone's cheating. Did you see that anywhere over the weekend?
I didn't see anything about cheating, but what happened?
Supposedly the jockey putting hands on the adjacent horse. You're not supposed to do that, I guess.
Like pushing the other. The jockey was pushing, not the horse.
I know Joe's working on an investigative piece. We'll talk about that later. Cup Series, the closest race ever in Cup Series history. Your thoughts, Joe?
For all of the backlash that this car has been getting, for all the backlash that these tracks have been getting, it's been a really good year for NASCAR, in my opinion. Some of the closest finishes of all time. Three wide at Atlanta with a photo. Now you have this side-by-side finish at Kansas. And I was on my feet jumping up and down as they were coming to the line. And I had no idea who won. I don't know why timing and scoring said Chris Buescher won. And then
they gave him the flag on the standings on TV. They gave him the win before checking the replay.
They did. And it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how timing and scoring could get messed up like that, because it's not as clear as you would think. But you could tell on the replay, on the slow-mo, when you go frame by frame, that Kyle Larson got there first. So I'm sure NASCAR is going to be looking into that. But they're not going to have any controversy over this, because it was the greatest finish in NASCAR history. Closest finish ever. Nobody knew who won. And it took us, man, that race was supposed to start at 3:00. It took us all day to get there.
Is Hendrick still, compete at the highest levels, would you say, as far as for the likelihood of a championship this year?
Yeah, I think they're going to probably have two of their drivers racing for a championship come November at Phoenix. Kyle Larson, William Byron, both of them having great starts to the year. You know what's crazy is we're almost halfway done with the regular season at this point.
No way.
Yes. The regular season is almost half over.
Wow.
And those two have had a great first half of the season. Multiple wins now for both drivers. They're constantly up front. Byron had a little bit of an off week. He wasn't up there. He did end up with a top 10 somehow after not running there all race. But those two drivers have been above and beyond this year, as well as your favorite, Denny Hamlin.
Did you catch him in the race?
I did.
So you know when Denny was getting the restart on that, and when that white flag dropped and he got scooped, I started shouting and laughing at the TV. Because there's like 30, maybe 40 laps left in stage three. I'm checking on the race. Denny's in 18th. I'm like, okay, he's back far enough. I'm not having to worry about him right now. I flip the channel. I come back. We're down to like 5 laps. He's in first place, and we're on a yellow flag. And I'm like, what is this? And then it comes down. They drop the white. Instantly scooped. Do you think he knew he was going to get scooped?
No, I mean, it's hard because those restarts at Kansas are crazy. And he was the beneficiary of a restart last weekend at Dover, where he passed Kyle Larson, caution came out, he got to restart with the lead and never looked back. This week it was a little different. He started on the front row after staying out. I don't think he was going to win that race, even if Kyle Busch didn't spin coming to 5 to go, because he was fuel saving. I don't think he was going to be able to make it on fuel. And the 19 of Truex was coming quick. He was under a second with 5 to go. So I don't even think Denny was going to get the win to begin with. But he got lucky, got to pit, got to be back up front. When he didn't start up front, though, that's when, you get back in traffic. We talk about it with this car, dirty air, and that's all she wrote. Once you get back in dirty air, there's really not much you can do.
I'm wondering, should we make a rule in NASCAR where, if it's less than 10 laps, you can't pit?
No, because you're going to have a lot of people running out of gas.
But wouldn't that be more
entertaining? Oh, that would be more entertaining.
Should have thought about it.
Stuck on the track because you ran out of gas? Now they know how I feel.
What do you think, Joe? Think it plays?
No, I mean, they do something similar to that in Formula One, where you're not allowed to put fuel in the car. You have to have enough fuel to make the entire race.
Dang.
And that's never a problem. You don't see people running out of gas, but that's about the only thing I can think of that would put something like that in play where they could possibly run out of gas at the end of the race. But no, I do not think we should have no pit stops with 10 to go.
It's a good F1 race this weekend as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Max Verstappen didn't win. That's what made it good.
Yep. Different winner.
I saw Trump's pick one. Is that what I saw?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He said he was as orange as the car.
That's right.
My man.
Nice. I'm all for F1 coming to Charlotte doing a city race here. I think that would be phenomenal.
That's not going to happen.
If we would do it. Never say never, Joe.
It looks cool with Miami.
If we can't get a Super Bowl, we're not getting a Formula
One. No, but Super Bowl has different standards. There's the weather. There's the hotels. Right. There's a different concept.
Which is a little bit lower than being able to host a Formula One race.
Just a smidgen.
There's higher standards for the Formula One.
That's probably true.
I'm sorry about that.
That's probably true. Okay, Charlotte FC this weekend. What do you think? Are we back?
Oh, my goodness.
Are we back?
They won.
I know.
They actually, you know what's funny is they scored in the final minutes of the game in stoppage time to not give up the lead that they had. They were up 1-0, and in the 90th plus one minute, they put another one past the goaltender to secure the win. And it's a game they should have won. They had more opportunities on net. It was pretty even in terms of possession, but I really think that this is one where they're going to get some momentum with this. They should have won this game. They did win this game, and now they know we can do this. Let's go ahead, keep winning games, and start pulling away in the standings.
Should the Carolina Hurricanes have won last night against the Rangers?
No, I don't believe so. They were... It was a weird game because they didn't outplay the Rangers, but they had more offensive zone time than the Rangers. The defense just shut Carolina down for most of that game. And, you know, when you pull your goaltender with 3 minutes left and you're down two, it's really hard to score twice. They were able to get one and get it to a one-goal game, but they can't get that second one. The difference in this series, and I said it all week, is going to be the two people in net. The goalies are going to make a difference in this one. And this weekend, it was Igor Shesterkin of the Rangers who played better.
You've been talking about the goalie scene for a while with the Hurricanes. You've been calling them out, saying that that's their lack for a while, and it doesn't look like... do you think they've closed the gap enough to possibly make it to the Stanley Cup? What do you think?
I think, you know, they got to score more. That's the thing. The Rangers have not lost a game this year when they score four or more goals. That's got to change if Carolina wants to beat them, because I think maybe one, maybe two games in this series will there be a high-scoring game. They need it to be more than that if they're going to have a chance. If it turns into a shootout where there's 5-6 goals being scored, then they're going to win. But when they keep these games close, under 3 goals, the Rangers are going to have the advantage. So that's what we're going to have to see here. And if Freddie Anderson can play the way we know he can play, instead of having leaky goals, which we saw in the first round, then they're going to take it 7 games. And, you know, anything can happen in a game 7.
All right, Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Joe, your highlight sport moment of the weekend. What you got?
Oh, man, it was a great weekend. From overtimes in game 7s in hockey to the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah, but Dallas Stars pulling it out. I saw that.
Dallas Stars did it. Yep. Boston being able to beat Toronto after they almost blew another 3-1 series lead. But I have to say it was the NASCAR Cup Series finish. That was incredible. There's very few times where I'm jumping up and down watching a race. That was one of them.
All right, and somebody who is around town throughout the whole weekend, that's going to be Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show. Patrick, what was your highlight of the weekend and all your comings and goings, sir?
Highlight of the weekend, definitely making lemonade out of lemons. We had a big party festival concert planned for Ghostface Brewing in Mooresville on Saturday. Mother Nature got the best of it. We were able to recover, had an indoor scaled down fun event for those that showed up. So appreciate everybody's effort for making that happened. At least outdoor event, no. Indoor event, sure. A little smaller, but still nice. Gave some people a fun way to celebrate Star Wars Day.
Yeah, definitely saw a lot of notices going out Saturday. I think even Friday night, too, several events. What's the go-to to keep people happy in that moment, Patrick? What do you do? Because you're usually the master of ceremonies in those moments. What do you do to keep them alive?
I guess the go-to is give them something. Give them something or early notice.
Free beer!
That would make the world happy if I could do that. Yes, that would be the thing, free beer. I don't know how to make that happen. Working on it. You know, I'm going to write that down. We got meetings today. I'm going to see what I can do to make that happen. I think early communication is best. People make plans. We let people know what's going on, and the earlier you communicate them what you're doing, they appreciate that, and they understand outdoor events. You're rolling the dice every time you have one. So if you can make, something happened. They're happy with that.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, 844 Studio 4. The phone lines are about to light up. Rest of the week's going to be wild. Boys' Day tomorrow because Mamie's going to Pally.
Going to Paris.
Go have fun with Taylor. Tell Taylor we said hey.
I will.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.